producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world with Jennifer Horn. You and your thoughts, 888-302-3684. Following things on social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day. Good news today for those of you who are in the stock market. Global stocks gaining all around the world today. Rising commodities prices have boosted the
I like it. It's a booster.
It works. You like that? Okay. Energy shares moving up. The cost of oil up a little bit. But the futures market, which is pretty interesting to follow, that is, you're betting on the future. That's why they call it, hello, duh, the futures market. So people who, you know, The Big Short explained in detail, for those who went to see the movie, how the negative balance works. That is, how you bet against the system and win. That's what shorting a stock is. Well, the futures market is just the opposite. And because the futures market is getting stronger, that would tell you or us or anyone who is in the stock business that people are feeling good about the future. That's why the market for futures is up. So I would say that was good news. Wouldn't you say, Jennifer, that would be good news?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So there is a... I should say plural, are a number of these activity problems at colleges once again coming into the spotlight. This seems to be a yearly event when there is pledging going on and hazing going on. The folks at Duke University, according to a study that we have at DougSteffen.com, have suspended all of their sorority activities. A student was hospitalized after being hazed. What did you do when you went to school? Did you belong to a sorority?
No. Oh, God, no. I was so busy working. I was on and off campus. I didn't have the college experience at all. It was just kind of, I went because I knew I wanted to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, I find that there are things going on, you know, how we're very interested in having equality here in this country. Well, there is need for us to focus on the shenanigans at both sororities and fraternities on college campuses. I'm more and more getting cynical about the college life. I had a great experience when I was in school, and I hope many of you did as well. But a lot of people coming along, college just doesn't, university life doesn't have the same, glamour is the right word, but it doesn't have the same cachet as it used to. You just described, as a matter of fact, sort of how many people, if not most people, feel about going to college today.
Yeah.
It's a task. It's something that we have to do because we're expected to do it. And
well,
in fact, a lot of people are in college that ought not to be there in the first place.
Right. I enjoyed college. I actually ignited some passions that I didn't know I had. I became a fan of studying art history. There was things that I learned in college that I probably wouldn't have known that I was passionate about had I not had to take some classes that I probably wasn't too happy about taking at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a story out today, Dougie. I sent it to you. I'm not sure if you saw it, but at Temple University, it kind of goes in the same thing of what are we thinking about on college campuses.
Yep.
Temple University students are now getting a deal. It's a school-sponsored program where they want to get these kids in and out in 4 years because, you know, it takes forever to get out of college now.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, there is an agreement that they sign with their students where the students must promise to meet with an academic advisor once a semester, register for classes that meet their academic plan, and complete at least 30 credits a year. Plus, they can't work at a job more than 15 hours per week. If they do that, they get $2,000 from the school per semester to spend.
Is this the Fly in 4 program? Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm all for getting out of school in 4 years. It took me forever to finish college because I worked full-time and plus some to get, you know, to get out of college. And so my studies were, it took a while.
Yeah.
But to actually pay people to not have a job during college, I mean, I hate to break it to the kids,
so,
but life is about multitasking.
Hello. Yes.
You know?
It's about having responsibility. My God, this and combining it with Bernie Sanders' idea, free tuition for everybody. Come on. Where is
I mean, to pay kids not to work, it's like the story yesterday where we're paying people not to commit crimes.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? My mom used to be furious with me when my grandmother would get a hold of my report card because she used to take care of me every day after school. So on report card get day, she was the first one to see it. And I usually got pretty decent grades, not to pat myself on the back.
Yeah, no, you're a smart
person. But Mima would break out that wallet and start giving me cash because I had such a good report card. And my mom, who was a school teacher, furious about that. She would never pay me.
Well, a lot of parents do that for children, junior high school, senior high school. I can remember some of my friends who got money from their parents when they were in junior high and they got A's. Or
I
high
had
school,
friends
they got
who,
A's.
Would get a, who would get a set amount.
Your job.
Like, if they brought home an A, it would be $10, a B, five. I mean, it was like a set amount.
No, sorry, no sale. All right, here's another college story. This is bothering a lot of people. Members of a Jewish fraternity in Chicago, at the University of Chicago, in emails referring to Muslim students as terrorists, dynamite, and C4. And the I'm looking at the email itself here. Goes on and says that dynamite and C4 explosives are fixtures of the Islamic culture. So this is the fraternity is AEPI, Alpha Epsilon Pi, which, as I said, is a Jewish fraternity. And among the other highlights of their semester so far this year, they celebrated Martin Luther King Day and made a big deal about it at the university by inviting everybody to come have a fried chicken dinner at a restaurant. So that's you understand the old. I don't have to draw a picture.
You don't have to draw a picture. No, I gotcha.
What a bunch of boobs! Hey, man, boobs, turkle burgers. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us with an update on the important medical news of the week, including more on the Zika virus. That's next here on Good Day.
Hey there. Has anyone ever told you you are really scoring some points?
Did you get that line from a cheap Valentine's Day card?
I just wanted you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
Oh.
You can use them at Sears or Kmart on almost anything you want. Jewelry, sweaters, a new multi-floor bagless vacuum.
Why would I want a new vacuum?
Because you have swept me off my feet.
Seriously.
Okay, that one's a line.
Surprise points valid till February 10th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. Know more. Love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an important fixture on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to update some of the important medical stories of the week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Ken will explain why he has his patients using this is a cardiovascular complement. How about that? And
very good.
You like that? Okay.
Yes.
Meanwhile, a couple of Zika stories to talk about. The Florida governor seems to be concerned about this after the news that there was a couple that had relations, and that seems to have transmitted the Zika virus. There are still many people who think this is way over the top, Ken, especially as to how it affects America. So where are we here?
I don't think it is, and I won't hype it, but if you just woke up after a two-week sleep, the Zika virus, it's been linked to brain deformities in babies, and the CDC is advising pregnant women that if your male sexual partner has traveled to or lives in an area with active Zika virus transmission, Doug, you should abstain from sex or use condoms in the right way every time you have vaginal, anal, and oral sex for the duration of the pregnancy. This is the news about Zika. These new recommendations came one day after a Dallas, Texas woman became infected with the virus after having sex with someone who had recently returned from Venezuela infected with the mosquito-borne virus.
All right, now, Red Cross and others that take blood donations, how do they keep those who may have been exposed to the Zika virus from giving blood?
Well, I think that this is not a source of great alarm, and I think the Red Cross will keep this under control. What the American Red Cross has asked is that potential blood donors who have traveled to areas where Zika infection is active to wait 28 days before giving blood, and people who give blood and subsequently develop symptoms of Zika virus within 14 days of their donation, Doug, they should notify the Red Cross so their blood can be quarantined.
I'm looking at a picture of the Zika, the mosquito that carries it. Ugly.
It's pretty nasty, isn't
it? Mosquitoes are ugly, anyway. All right.
More people die from mosquitoes than from any other animal.
Malaria. It's a big, that and diarrhea, right, are the two biggest killers around the world.
It's a big killer.
Yeah. All right. Good news for people who like to eat fish. As far as the risk for Alzheimer's, this looks like an interesting study.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week. It is good news for seafood lovers. Mercury found in fish does not lead to mental decline. And the second important discovery from this article is that eating moderate amounts of seafood has a protective effect for people who have this specific genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So is this fish oil supplements included? Would you say that
this
people who take a lot of fish oil?
These were from food diaries. They included tuna sandwich, fish sticks, cakes or sandwich,
really?
Fresh fish as a main dish, and shrimp, lobster, or crab.
All right, quick review of this sitting around problem that we have and what happens to people who may be prone for type 2 diabetes anyway.
We need to get you up during the commercials, Doug. Diabetologia. Medical Journal this week, sitting for long stretches might boost your risk for type 2 diabetes, even if you exercise.
All right. So there's that story. Speaking of your heart and your well-being, Ken is a cardiologist. This is National Heart Month. So what do we need to know about Superbeats that will help protect our heart circulatory system, all the good things that you spend all day, every day trying to fix with people?
Well, trying to keep the 60,000 miles of circulation we all have in our body from head to toe as healthy as possible, we all need the third gas in the body, oxygen, carbon dioxide, but we need nitric oxide. This is Nobel Prize-winning information in 1998. And your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. And as we get older, we need to eat dietary nitrates, the building blocks of nitric oxide, or we're going to be deficient. And if we're deficient, our circulation won't relax to let the red blood cells carry the oxygen throughout your body from head to toe. And that's why I'm so happy that we have now a way to measure your nitric oxide level with these saliva test strips, which I recommend everybody do. And then if it is low, you can get from Neogenis their product Neo 40 to increase your tank of nitric oxide, and their other products, Super Beats, if you want a boost instead of caffeine or those energy drinks, you can get a boost during the afternoon before your workout or when you need it with their other product called Super Beats.
All right, here we go. This is the way to get Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Call now. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. It is a great product. 800-655-4183.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now 23 past the hour. That sounds like Taylor Swift to me, Jen Jen.
Oh yeah, can we just let this fly for a minute? I love this song.
All right, crank it up, Brittany.
I go on too many days.
Thursday dance party.
Make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. Say it's
ready.
It's gonna be alright.
Taylor Swift is developing a mobile game like Kim Kardashian's, the game being developed by Glue Games, the folks behind Kim Kardashian Hollywood, which came out a year or so ago. They said,
did I throw up a little?
Press release.
Sorry, it's involuntary.
We realize that Taylor and her global fan base expect a new and highly differentiated mobile gaming experience. Glue is equally committed to designing never-before-seen gameplay elements that will utilize Taylor's unique creativity. So what do we expect from this, Jen Jen?
You know, I don't know who has time to play these games. I'd imagine that, you know, moms and working people don't necessarily have time. So this is probably for young people who are fans who want to stay connected 24/7 to their favorite celebs like Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift. I guess it's probably pretty meaningful. I know.
Harry Styles, who is a member of One Direction, has a new
management group. Oh, wait, sorry.
What does this do when people change their management? What happens to their careers? This guy that he's gone to manage the careers of the Eagles and Christina Aguilera, among others.
Well, I'd imagine this is kind of meaningful because Harry Styles was part of One Direction, arguably probably the most popular part of One Direction.
Yeah.
And they recently announced that they were splitting up. And so having Harry Styles switch away from the management that brought him to One Direction probably is meaningful because he's now embarking on a grown-up solo career, you know. Mm.
All right, let's have a moment. Let's see if we can find some music from Suge Knight. Wait a minute, let me see. Hold on a second. Is there a cricket? I hear a cricket here.
See how good Rich is to find some music we can actually play from Suge Knight?
There is nothing that we can play on this program from this guy. Remind people who he is. He's the one that ran over his friends there last year.
Well, yeah,
I think,
he
right?
ran over his friend. He's a real bad guy. He's been in and out of jail. He was the one that was, I mean, most notably, he became famous with the war between Tupac and Biggie Smalls. Mm-hmm. When both of them ended up dead, he was with Tupac the night of Tupac's murder, or alleged murder. Most people, some hardcore fans think he's still alive. Some people think he's still alive, like Elvis. And then a lot of people say he had something to do then with the subsequent death of Biggie after the death of Tupac, because there was this East Coast, West Coast war. Suge Knight was definitely a soldier for the West Coast.
A soldier for the West Coast. There's this whole other world that I know nothing about.
Exists so far away from Stefan Land?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Meredith calls it Dudley World.
Yeah.
What? But is it, do we kind of do live in two different worlds.
Well, there was a lot of, you know, hey, look, the Bloods and the Crips, the East and the West, there's a lot of gang stuff going on in the 90s music world, so.
Gang. But what was there about that that seemed attractive to the people? The people that listen to this were feeling the experience, though. That's why pop music
hardcore
works.
Yeah, they want to be thugs. They, you know, they think there's glamour in street life. I mean,
well, but
there's
angry.
Still glamour in street life.
That movie, that music is so angry.
Oh, sure.
If you listen to it, it's just hate.
But I think the people that do that music would tell you that the music is a channel to get that anger out.
Well, isn't that what they said about Back to Compton, that movie? That
Straight Out of Compton.
Straight Out of Compton, right. That was the reason that a lot of people were upset because there were no black actors that had been nominated. They thought a lot of the actors in that movie ought to have been nominated as the best actor or actress or supporting actor or actress. So it is a cultural thing, though. No question about that. 28 minutes after the hour now here on Good Day.
Allstate and Atlantic Media have announced the winners of the Renewal Awards. Here's Allstate's Chairman and CEO, Tom Wilson.
The Renewal Awards are about recognizing and calling out social innovation. It's about finding those local organizations that are making a difference in the social space.
Their efforts confirm a recent National Journal Allstate Heartland Monitor poll that found 69% of Americans believe that solutions to the country's biggest economic and social challenges will most likely come from state or local institutions. Winners include organizations working to help create sustainable home ownership, empower immigrant communities, and help the long-term unemployed. Among the awards presented is the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award, which went to Girl Start. The Austin, Texas-based nonprofit focuses on encouraging middle school girls in math and sciences.
At Allstate, we believe in youth. We think youth are the solution, not the problem. So when you support them and you give them just a little bit of encouragement, they take off and they can change the world.
Winners receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to renewalawards.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA U.S.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The minutes, it's 33, speaking of minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. When you go to a restaurant and you pay the bill, do you think about how much to tip, Jennifer? Are you somebody who's conscious of tipping? And
yeah.
And how much do you normally figure into it? What percentage?
Usually 20%, sometimes 18%, but usually more than 15%. You know, I never was much into thinking about tipping, but I grew up with my best friends were both waitresses. And so in college, that's when it started to kind of sink in that these are the people, they make money off of their tips. I mean, they're not making money for working in the restaurant. And so if I get good service or even fair service, I always leave a decent tip.
What's a decent tip, though? How do you figure?
Like I said, 18 is decent. Good tip is 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I normally figure twice. Let's say if the bill's $40, I double it at 8. So sometimes 8 to 10 bucks. Depends on how good they are, whether they're really focused on what it is that needs to be done to have a good meal. And that's a good prompt attention. Hear what it is that we're ordering and then deliver it in a timely fashion. I don't want a lot of small talk. I don't want to have somebody, oh, how are you doing today, sir? How's your day been? I mean, I want you to just get my order, give me the food.
You wouldn't tip against somebody who was nice to you, though, would
you? No, I just don't. Well, I don't want to. I don't want to have a conversation.
You're not
with
very friendly.
Somebody. I'm friendly enough. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. you know, not into. We went into a place in Palm Springs the other day. A couple of nice restaurants. There are a lot of nice restaurants actually in Palm Springs. And it was the waiter, the differences in the style and the way the order was taken and the food was delivered were very interesting. They're both upscale restaurants. I think that we're not there to have a conversation with a waiter. we're there to have a conversation with each other, or if I'm by myself, I'm usually working or thinking about other stuff. Maybe that's just me. I'm not trying to be unfriendly, but your job is to take my order, to get it fulfilled, bring it out in a timely fashion. I sat in a restaurant on my own about 3 weeks ago. I ordered something that was simple. It came up, and I saw that it was ready. And the guy who was my waiter was so busy BSing with one of the other waiters, it sat there for 7 minutes to the point where it got cold. He brought it over to me. I tasted it. I said, "This is cold." He said, "Oh, well, it just came up." I said, "No, it didn't. I watched over there. You were busy talking to
me." If you hadn't seen it, would you thought it was cold?
Or were you already
anticipating it being cold because you were upset that he hadn't brought it over to you?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to eat and get going. So the fact that I said to him, "You know what? This doesn't work for me," and I got up and I left. I didn't want to spend time having an argument with him or have him go back and cook it again. I just went without my meal because I was in a hurry. And that's the thing. These people in the restaurants aren't trained to think about the customer. They're thinking about themselves, which is unfortunately what's going on in many service industries. And maybe it has to do with the age of the people who are providing the service. They don't seem to be too interested. There's an expectation that they're going to get paid no matter what. So if I don't give you good service, and that's really troubling for me. Anyway, so I made my point. Thank you very much. The reason that I brought this up in the first place is because there are a group of employers around the country that are joining together with worker advocates in an effort to eliminate the sub-minimum, right? I was going to say minimum wage, but it's sub-minimum because they don't have this something that has excluded the restaurant industry because of tips from having to pay minimum wage. So many times you hear, I remember when I was working at a restaurant, $2 an hour, I think I got. And then I might have gotten $10 an hour out of it by the time I was done, because we split the tips at that particular restaurant. It wasn't an elegant restaurant by any stretch of the imagination. But do you think that's fair? Do you think that there should be? I mean, some of these people, I hear all the time from. I remember my son used to work in some really good restaurants when he was going to college, and then afterwards to supplement his income, and he made good money. He was pleasant. He was helpful. And I know he was making not more than $2 or $3 an hour as far as what the restaurant was paying. I guess I would even wonder why bother to pay anybody at all. If you're working in an upscale restaurant, it's kind of like a commission. And I wonder if anybody's ever thought about doing it that way. Whatever you get as an order, let's say you sell somebody a $100 meal, or the bill is $100, you get a 10% commission.
That's why we get along. I think the same way, actually. I was chatting. My dad's lady friend runs a restaurant in Orange County.
Yeah,
and she has issues where, like everybody does, you struggle with the business. She's got a huge space, but you still struggle to make ends meet. And one of the ideas that I think is a great one, and I'm surprised more restaurants don't do it, is not a hard upsell at the table, but training your wait staff to go, gosh, my favorite appetizer is blah, blah, blah. Would you like to try it?
Yeah.
Or pitching dessert. And then when they do it in the right way, giving them a piece of those profits, I think it entices them to do more than just deliver food at that point. They feel personally attached and involved with, giving good information to the customer.
Well, you wonder whether they look at it this way. I'm always asked, and so is everybody else, would you like a drink before your dinner or while you're
right.
ordering? No, I don't.
I want
a glass of water, I want my menu, and I want to order fast.
But here's the thing. You as a customer have to be ready to get the onslaught of that if they adapt to the system of commissions.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. They now sell. Oftentimes they'll sell something like that, upsell, that's what the policy is of the restaurant, desserts and all that other stuff.
Well, and alcohol is a really good example because that's where the restaurants can really make a lot of money. Most alcohol on menus are marked up. It's marked up 100%.
Yeah,
and then some.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the idea here is to get rid of the sub-minimum wage and have it more like the minimum wage and then pay on top of that. I don't really care as long as it doesn't cost me any more money to buy the food. Or are they going to change the menu so that the price reflects their additional charges? That's what most businesses do. They pass the way the restaurant is, unless it's a really competitive business, like the fast food industry, they have to be concerned about what the other people in that business are charging for the same product. But in the upscale restaurant business, you don't have to be cognizant of that at all. So does it mean if you move up the wages that it'll cost you more to go to some of these better restaurants? I'm going to guess that the answer to that is probably yes. So, all right, just food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Donald Trump's plane made an emergency landing in Nashville yesterday. The pilot reported engine problems. He had a 727. Oh, you're going to love this, Jennifer. I'm going to get into the weeds now. Richie's going to love this, too. He had for 20 years a 727-200, three-engine plane built in the 60s, converted into basically a flying bedroom and office, which is what most private jets, when you have a full-size plane, you convert it. You usually have seats for 8 or 10, and then you have an office, and then you have a shower and a bedroom.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is so lame, but I'm, you know, not as fancy as you when it comes to air travel. Okay, so aside from a private jet, but I guess this would apply to that too. Like when you hear about first class on Emirates Air, they have like a suite where you can sleep and shower,
yes,
and all that.
Yep.
How do you get around the seatbelt rule?
In taking a shower, you mean?
Can you sleep without a seatbelt on?
No. You have to have a seatbelt. You have to have the
even in an airplane
visible
bed. Like I'm talking, not like the seats that fold.
No, yeah. I've slept on airplane beds, not like the one in Emirates, but I've slept on them, and yeah, you keep your seatbelt on at all times.
Because I've slept on. I mean, I've flown first class when you put the seat flat and it turns into a bed, and you keep your seatbelt on.
Yep.
But the Emirates suite looks like you actually get like a real bed, and I would imagine Donald Trump has a real bed.
Yes.
So what do you do with the seatbelt?
He doesn't have to wear a seatbelt. It's a private plane. Doesn't have to follow the rules.
Yeah. Isn't it dangerous?
Well, if you got any common sense.
I get a big long seatbelt that just wraps around the bed, and I tuck myself under just for a little protection.
There you go. So Donald Trump is now flying an old American Airlines 757. They retired about 20 of these a couple of years ago, the first of this group made in the 1970s. So the plane's been converted as the old 727 was converted. Quite a nice plane, nicely done. I've seen pictures of the inside. And the fact that it had an engine problem isn't anything. It wasn't a serious problem. It was, they made a quick pit stop, checked it out, went on their way. But the news media made a big thing, like the plane was going to crash or something. Donald Trump's plane, emergency landing. Whatever it was a minor problem, got fixed, whoosh, on their way. 757 is a great plane for this sort of duty. It's a wonderful airplane, actually, I think. Still a number of them flying, but they don't make them anymore. And I think that's too bad, because it really is a good plane. I think he'd have a wonderful time flying around the world in that. You can easily do that in that plane. Speaking of flying, there's a new proposal that puts the nation's air traffic controllers into the private world. There's legislation that's being initiated. I don't know whether it's a bill, actually, that's been initiated. Pilots don't like the idea. Airlines don't like the idea. Some of the powerful lawmakers don't like the idea. But then there's some support from the Air Traffic Controllers Union, I think. That's kind of unusual, because they'd have their, well, the idea, I guess, if you went for the private side, is that you would keep your status. They'd unionize that company, and most everybody who's working there would work for a private company instead of for the federal government. Good idea or not, Jen?
I think a good idea, maybe. What do you think?
Well, I'm looking here at Bill Schuster, who's a Republican from Pennsylvania, chairman of the
Schuster.
Transportation. Yeah. Huh? Chairman of the Transportation Committee, who proposed the change, said it would insulate air traffic controllers from the funding whims of Congress.
Hmm.
So how would that be? Because they'd have to pay the bill no matter whether it was the workers or a company.
Right, because it would be privately funded. So they wouldn't be at the whim of whether or not Congress wants to throw more money into air traffic control or it gets cut.
Air traffic control association backing the proposal, Airlines for America, trade group for most of the carriers, said that a private corporation governed by representatives of the aviation industry would move faster than the FAA does to upgrade equipment. One of the great challenges here is that we have two sets of skyways, if you will, one for the military and one for commercial purposes. And oftentimes, people don't even know this, It came to light when Bill Clinton was president, when many of the air traffic lanes that had been off limits for commercial jets were put back into service so they could save time and fuel. Because a lot of the, when you are flying across the country, for example, well, I go back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles maybe a dozen times a year, 14 times a year, and instead of going straight across the country, we have to follow, because of the archaic FCC, FAA regulations, you got to fly across the country and skirt over the air traffic control systems in the major cities. So you got to fly over Buffalo, you got to fly over Cleveland, you got to fly over Chicago, you got to fly over Denver and go down that way instead of just going straight across the country, which would save 40 minutes on a trip like that. And but that's because the old rules say you got to fly over a dedicated air traffic control center so they keep their eye on you. I mean, think about it. Where's the air traffic control center over the North Atlantic? Hello, there isn't any. So why do we have to have, you know, that you go the most direct route when you fly over an ocean? You know, most people don't even recognize this. When you fly to Asia, you don't fly over the Pacific. You fly up the coast of America and Canada and over Africa and, over Alaska and down that way, because that's the most direct route. Flying over the ocean is the longest route. So you can do it pretty much everywhere except when you fly over the 48 states in this country. So there's a lot of fuel being wasted, and the military didn't want to give up their air lanes. So they fought this tooth and nail. What difference does it make who's in the air traffic zone? Does it make any sense to you? Make any sense to me?
You're the expert.
I don't know.
And you're cut off. You're officially cut off.
All right. Enough of that. All right. You understand. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good. Let's privatize more things.
Yes.
The government needs to get out of the business of service, and we need to privatize it and make sure that it's done well. It'll be done more efficiently, I think, and more safely. That's my read on this. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Allstate and Atlantic Media have announced the winners of the Renewal Awards. Here's Allstate's Chairman and CEO, Tom Wilson.
The Renewal Awards are about recognizing and calling out social innovation. It's about finding those local organizations that are making a difference in the social space.
Their efforts confirm a recent National Journal Allstate Heartland Monitor poll that found 69% of Americans believe that solutions to the country's biggest economic and social challenges will most likely come from state or local institutions. Winners include organizations working to help create sustainable home ownership, empower immigrant communities, and help the long-term unemployed. Among the awards presented is the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award, which went to Girl Start. The Austin, Texas-based nonprofit focuses on encouraging middle school girls in math and sciences.
At Allstate, we believe in youth. We think youth are the solution, not the problem. So when you support them and you give them just a little bit of encouragement, they take off and they can change the world.
Winners receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to renewalawards.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Signs of a park line, but I'm going to find it. If I have to tear this universe another black hole, I'm going to find it. I've got to, Mister!
Did you have any trouble getting in?
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Ace Ventura, pet detective. How are you this afternoon?
All righty then.
The Secret Life of Warren Eckstein, also known as Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, number one movie this week in 1994, music from Aerosmith, Line Up, man. Another one of those movies that had no reason for being.
Oh, great.
Oh,
loved on you. Come on.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. You like this movie, Chucker?
No, I did not. I like a lot of the Jim Carrey movies, but I Ace Ventura didn't do it for me. Too silly.
Yeah. Sometimes
I mean, I like silly, don't get me wrong, but that was just, I don't know, in another stratosphere of silly.
Just from the guy who just asked me if I'd seen Weekend at Bernie's. So, dang.
Chuck is here.
I must be getting older and going into Doug's camp. Scary.
Oh!
Oh,
whoa.
I don't mean that as an insult.
No, of course you don't.
Of course.
All right, so Chucker is going to give us some movie news in a moment, including whether Vin Diesel... through his conversing about his career, has basically introduced us to the next film in the Fast and Furious franchise. How do you like that for alliteration, Jennifer? The Fast and Furious franchise. That info coming up next here on Good Day.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal Driscoll is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
56 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Chuck Curry, our movie man. What do you make of all this controversy over the ending of the Titanic? For some reason or another, I think it started on the Jimmy Kimmel program. Kate Winslet was the guest, and she was asked about whether she could have saved Jack's life. And she said that she could have. Now the social...
You can't take that stuff seriously, does
it?
The whole point in the film was for him to, you know...
Give up his life for his girlfriend, right?
Exactly.
Love, yes.
Exactly.
All right, I hope I don't have to do that. Next, Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious. He has revealed the title of the next film in the franchise. So what do you know? There will be apparently at least 10 films in this series. They try to make them, what, every couple of years?
Yeah, it's one of the few franchises that gains popularity as it goes on, which is unusual in the business, but that's the case with this franchise. 6 and 7 were enormous worldwide. Universal's already committed to 8 and 9. I believe they've just started filming 8, but there'll be a 10, which will be another 8, 9, and 10, another trilogy. Where it goes from there, I mean, as long as these movies make money, they'll continue, whether it's with the same cast or there'll be reboot. But
it's the same... They don't even need to do a script, right? They mean just get different cars, go to a different location, do the same thing that they did before.
Well, I think the reason these movies are resonated with the fan base is that they do have a lot of heart, and they do have they're more than just cars. I mean, they do have that, whatever that is, family type feel with the main characters and the audience base radiates to that. They like that, and that's why there's a strong connection, and these movies do very, very well.
Yeah. All right. What else in movie news?
Yesterday, this story broke. Director Bryan Singer, responsible for the X-Men franchise, and also he did the movie Superman Returns, closed the deal with 20th Century Fox to direct their reboot of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Filming begins on that film this fall. Reportedly, that Jules Verne novel was that director Bryan Singer's favorite book when he was a kid, so he wanted to do this project. Good news for him. The original came out in 1954. It starred Kirk Douglas and James Mason.
Yeah. 20,000.
It'll be a big, enormous film, Doug.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely fabulous, especially with the technology as it is in films today. Chuck Curry, our movie man, on the Doug Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.